There are calls for the government to release more funded places for aged care support in the home now that the new Aged Care Act has come into effect. The government has committed to release 83,000 new places through its reformed support at home package, but figures from September suggest there is significant pent-up demand, with 120,000 people waiting to receive support they're eligible for, and more than 100,000 waiting to be assessed. Patrick Reed is the Chief Operating Officer at Uniting New South Wales ACT, which provides residential and home care aged services. He says long wait times for at-home care are straining hospital resources and residential aged care systems.
What we're seeing is pressure on residential aged care. We know our occupancy in that sector is very high, but also too on our hospitals. We know that there are a number of hospitals around the country which are experiencing delayed discharge, where people are languishing in hospitals for long periods of time and do not have access to either residential aged care or to return home.